All right, good morning and welcome once again. I am your host, Matt Jones, and in studio from HallieCrawford.com, it's Hallie Crawford herself, career coach and counselor. And this morning, talking about weathering this turbulent job market, and you've got five tips on how to do just that.
Yeah, it's. I just think it's so confusing for people because it's like a roller coaster that we're riding. We get mixed messages about the job market. One day it's one thing, the next day it's another. Unemployment rates are up or down or whatever it is. And so I think it's hard for people to know because sometimes they're banking on these job reports and they're, you know, watching the news and that kind of thing. And they don't know whether to be optimistic or pessimistic and how to handle this. So that's what I wanted to talk about today is kind of how to keep your cool during this when we don't really know exactly where things are going and they seem to be going up and down. And what it means for your job search. So, like, just to give a quick example, the median salaries for college graduates increased by 4.5% this year so far. And employers are planning to hire college grads. You know, those plans are up by 10%. But in early April, we saw unemployment claims rise to 380,000, the highest level since January 2012. So it's like, what do I believe and how do I know what to do? And I think it can be hard for people because it's conflicting information. And I think, too, for a while, I mean, as you probably know through talking with friends and family and stuff, that I've been telling people and people have been thinking, okay, I just need to sit tight. The economy's not great. I can't land my dream job. I just need to be happy that I have something at all. And in some ways, up until now, I think that's been true. Then we get some good news mixed in with the bad and we think, oh, I can make the leap. And I think like the bottom line here out of all of this is that you can always find your dream job and move towards it. It's not like you have to give up hope about that, but just depending on your industry and the economic climate, you have to be more cautious sometimes than others. So you just have to adjust your plans based on how things are going. So I suggest five different things to kind of weather this storm a little bit. And the first thing is I think you need to temper your enthusiasm with pragmatism. I've said this regardless of the economic climate, so it really doesn't matter with the economy. You can land and work towards your dream job, and you absolutely should. Like, we are at work a lot during the day. I mean, I think I saw something once where we're at work more than we actually sleep or something. Does that sound right?
In Atlanta, I know between work and the average commute, yeah, you're definitely away from home more often than you are, you know, there.
Yeah, it's intense. So we really need to, we ought to like our jobs, and I know that we can. It's just that sometimes you need to be more cautious than others. So I'm telling people, look, don't give up on it. Just measure the landscape and the climate and think about how quickly or slowly you need to try to make your change. So always you have to make a plan. I mean, that sounds so basic, but I can't tell you how many times people are like, oh, well, yeah, that would be nice. And then they just don't do anything about it. So make a plan and just adjust the timeline based on how things look for your industry. So it's kind of like combining passion with pragmatism. And to find something you truly enjoy and focus on it, that's what you want to do first, and then just move towards it consistently. But at the same time, figure out a way to pay your bills and take care of yourself and just make the transition as slowly as you might need to. Take a part-time job outside of your current one, volunteer, take a class, whatever. Go slowly with it, but don't you lose your enthusiasm for where you're going either, because that's the thing that's going to keep you going. And then you won't be depressed and, you know, look back 5 years later and be like, oh, where did the time go? So the first one is temper your enthusiasm with pragmatism. And the second one is keep your eye on the ball. I have too many people get excited about their career direction and get off track. People call me all the time. They're like, well, I have five different ideas and I'm not sure which one to pursue. And they just feel like they're in the spin cycle on the dryer. They're not sure what they want to do. And then sometimes people get disappointed because they're not moving forward as quickly as they want to. And then they just give up. And that's such a bummer. Or I actually have a lot of people, they get distracted by something else and move the wrong way. I was actually working with a client, Luke, last week, and he was doing that exact same thing. I call it bright, shiny object syndrome. I have that too, where you're like, oh, this looks good over here. And you move over to this thing and it takes you off track. So when I was talking with him, he started telling me about something he was considering. And I said, well, how does that move you towards your long-term goal, your dream job? And he said, oh, it doesn't, and just kind of grinned. So you have to keep your eye on the ball. Honestly, Matt, I did this too. I knew I wanted to teach in some way a long time ago. And I was offered a job that was completely unrelated to teaching. I knew at that moment in that interview it would not be a fit for me, but I took it. I needed to pay my bills. I just finished graduate school. And this is the thing. Like, yes, you have to pay your bills and be smart. So in a very large way, a big way, that was a smart move for me. I needed a job. But at the same time, what I should have done is I should have said, okay, I'm going to take this job. It's going to pay my bills for a couple of years. And then I'm going to move on. But I'm going to work towards teaching on the side. But I didn't do that. Instead, 2 years later, I was stuck there and miserable and had no plan at all. So keep your eye on the ball. Don't do the bright, shiny object thing. But also don't get depressed and frustrated that you're not moving forward as fast as you want to. Because this stuff just, it takes time. You got to be realistic about it. You know, Oprah wasn't a success overnight, however many years it took her. It's the same kind of thing.
Absolutely. Talking to Hallie Crawford from HallieCrawford.com, career counselor and coach this morning. And we are on tip number three for weathering this current roller coaster like job market.
I know. Hopefully it's not making you too sick. It's like, it's tough, I think. You know what? And another thing is just turn off the news. Like, don't watch the news on TV anymore.
Well, especially, we're in an election year. So, it changes daily. Businesses don't know how they want to react probably until November 2nd or 3rd. Will they be making decisions about their future, like concrete decisions about their future? And then you have, the media out there reporting, and they report on the fly. They've got to get that information out there. They're in competition. So they're reporting things as soon as they come across the desk without actually letting the ground settle.
Yeah, I know. Or like giving more context and background to what's going on. That's the thing with all of these facts. You need to know what they mean and what they're measuring exactly and how it plays against other things. And they don't always show that because they can't. That's not their job.
And also in election year, you tend to follow your candidate and listen closely to what they say. And you got to stay away from their numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Their numbers are skewed to their agendas, and you cannot make life decisions based on, politicians.
I know. Sorry for all the politicians out there. It's true. So with that, just real quick with the keeping your eye on the ball, the other one, like one of the things you always have to ask yourself is, will this move me towards my goal? So when you're thinking about next steps, taking that job, taking the class, whatever, the question is always, will this move me towards my goal and how will it do that? And if there's a question mark by that or whatever, that's a red flag. You have to pay attention to it. So number three is to know your limits. And this might sound kind of silly, but some of my clients don't know what they need to live on sometimes, like what their budget is. Or they're not absolutely certain about those numbers. They don't have them just, readily available in their head. So one of the things you need to do to kind of keep stable during this time too is determine how much you need to live and know your limits so that you can work from a workable budget to stay financially stable while you're pursuing the dream in some way. And I really think that being absolutely certain about where you stand and what you need financially gives you that peace of mind and a foundation that you can move forward from. So you're not constantly worrying about the money as much, so you can focus on the dream. Because this is one of the biggest things people tell me. I'm afraid to take a risk or make a change because of money. And I totally get that. So get your house in order in that sense and have a financial plan in that way so that that's not holding you back. And it's not sucking all your energy from it, too. And that's part of being conservative about your transition, whether it's saving money, whether it's, getting a part-time job on the side to make some extra income, cutting back, whatever you need to do. Just know what your limits are in that sense and put that to the side so that you can then focus on the dream. Okay, so tip number – wait, is this four? Yes, this is number four, is to think outside the box. And, okay, so here's the deal with this one, guys. You have to think about, are there jobs out there related to what you want to do long term, but that might be easier for you to get right now and could help you move towards your dream? So like I had a client, Brenda, she's in Maryland, and she was in human resources for years and wanted to be a freelance writer. And she actually tried the freelance writing for a while and decided it was too scary for her. She did it on the side, so she was safe about it. But decided, I'd rather write and like do grant writing and write marketing material and stuff like that for a nonprofit. But she couldn't just dive right into that because she didn't have the background and experience. So she was able, because she had been in HR for a while and found an HR job where she was doing some writing and corporate communications on a small level, she made the leap to a larger company where that's all she was doing is corporate communications. Now she's got that writing experience and she can transfer that into something else. So try to think creatively, guys. Be open to alternative ideas and options, especially if you feel like you're beating your head against the wall and you're not able to get into what you want. Think about, are there alternative things that are similar to what you want to do that could help you get your foot in the door? And while you want to remain focused and not get off track, you also kind of need to be flexible and be open to other options if the job that you're wanting long term just isn't attainable right now. So think really long term and make a plan for that. Does that make sense?
It does. Hallie Crawford from HallieCrawford.com, career coach and counselor. And we are not in the greatest of times. It's actually a very uncertain day to day. And as you've talked about over the last couple of minutes, the information we're getting just varies which way the wind is blowing.
I know. So you have to try to remain calm about it too, I think, and not make, you don't want to make knee jerk or split second decisions. You need to really think long term. And so the last number five thing I wanted to talk about or tip was to focus on career management and think about your career as a long term investment. I've talked about this with clients all the time. There was an article in Time magazine a few years ago that was talking about our careers are now our best asset. And I still think that is true. It's not our houses anymore necessarily, our 401k. We all know where that went. So you really have to think of you and your career as your best asset. And you need to think of it and take a very long-term view of it. Like, what do I need to do to move me towards what I want to be doing long-term? And don't make split-second decisions. Like, make a plan and think things through and think ahead, think in advance. So invest in yourself and maintain a long-term view of your career. Don't think of your job. I mean, it's not like this anymore where you can just assume you're going to get a paycheck the next day. I mean, it's not to be fearful, and I don't want people to be scared, but you really need to. I mean, I think in the past, people were just like, oh, I'll just show up to work. I'll do my job, 9 to 5, and things will be fine. And we really can't see it that way anymore. So I'm encouraging people to have like a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year long-term career plan, know where they want to go, and work backwards from that. Create your action steps and your goals backwards. And I've got a client that did this and sent it to me the other day. I was so impressed because he knows exactly where he wants to be in his company. He knows exactly how to get there, and he shared it with his employers, and they're incredibly impressed. I mean, he's somebody they're going to keep around because he has a plan and he knows what he wants. So see your job as this sounds corny, but like a plant that you need to nurture and grow and pay attention to for the long term. And don't get frustrated if you can't get that immediate dream job right now. Honestly, most people can't, Matt. I mean, when someone comes to me and they say, oh, I want to get my dream job, it's not like they're going to get it tomorrow. Nobody can do that unless you've won the lotto and can just quit and, go to something else. That doesn't happen. I normally get emails from clients between 6 months to 2 years later, and they're thrilled because they're in their dream job, but it took that long to get there. And for me, it took 2 years to grow my coaching practice and that kind of thing. And I got to tell you, it was hard and it kind of sucked at the time because I was working two jobs, but I would do it over again in a heartbeat for how great it is right now. It was totally worth it, even if it took twice as long.
And, 2 years always seems like such a long, even 5 years seems like such a long time when you're at the beginning of the road. But when you look back, it all goes by so quickly.
I know. And it's so worth it. I mean, because for me to think about how I felt about my work before and how I feel about it now, I can't even imagine. The difference is so dramatic that you just, it's kind of like paying your dues. We all have to do that, but it's worth it in the end. And you have to realize that that time will go by quickly and just try to, you got to stay the course and not give up on it.
Well, you have no appreciation for anything that comes easy, too. I mean,
that's true.
Reality. If you think if you leapt into your dream job by happenstance, you got it within the first week that you were going for it. You're not going to love it and treat it like you should, like a plant.
Yes.
You're not going to water and nurture it because you're going to think that, oh, well, there'll be opportunities just like this one tomorrow. If I don't do well here, even though I'm sitting exactly where I want to be. There's, it only took a week.
Yeah.
The next one will take much longer.
I know. You don't appreciate it as much. And I talked with a client, Eric, last week, actually, and he is a financial advisor now, and he's been at it a year. And all of his peers, his bosses, you know, everybody in the company are saying, you're going to be one of our top performers. You just have to stay the course. But he's frustrated and his wife is getting a little bit nervous and she's making noises about how much longer are we going to do this because they've had to, you know, cut back. But he knows in his heart that this is the right thing for him to do, that it's going to work, and he's getting those messages. It's just he needs to hold on a little bit longer. And what I have found with people is it's right when you're just about to give up that it happens. You know what I mean? So you really just have to try to stick with
it. That story runs through these hallways. You know, just this, the radio industry, you know, spouses can get so frustrated because they just don't understand how long it takes. But the reality is, on the other side of things, you know, it's you're exactly where you want to be, and the money is, you know, where you want to be, and things like that. But it does take time, and you hear these stories, especially for more high profile. You hear stories all the time of these bands that make it,
and the
bass player left 6 months prior,
right?
Or the drummer just couldn't tour anymore; he had to support the family and left the week, you know, before that.
Yeah,
I mean, just nut stories, and you're like, oh, if you just hung on for, you know, seven more days.
I know. And it's so hard to know, because when you're in that situation, how do you know? I mean, there's no magic wand that's giving you the answer. So, you know, at the same time, you can't kick yourself for making the wrong decision. But I think that people give up too soon. Sometimes they give up before they even try. You know, they don't even try in the first place. But they give up. And if you have this gut instinct about you need to, you know, keep going, you just have to figure out how to make that happen. Like with this client, Eric, he's going to, and what I told him, and I think this is helpful, is part of what's frustrating for him is he doesn't know. And that lack of control and not knowing is nerve wracking. And he doesn't feel like he's in the driver's seat, so he can't control it. So I said, look, if you try to take control back and get back in the driver's seat and say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it 3 more months and I'm going to evaluate at that point. He's going to sit down with his wife and say, okay, where are we at now? How do I feel about things? Have things improved at all? What changes do we need to make? So say, okay, 3 months, I'm going to evaluate, 6 more months, another year. And then at some point, if it's time to move on, then it is. But give yourself, have a plan, because you'll feel so much better than just kind of willy-nilly floating out there, not really knowing what you're doing.
And it works. I've done that. I've said, well, this time next year, I need to be doing, you know, X. And, you know, 9 times out of 10 when that has happened, it's been 6 or 8 months down the road, and I found myself exactly where I told myself I'd be within the year, you know. And it's just one of those things. You kind of focus on it. You become aware of what you want, and you point yourself in that direction, and it usually happens.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And it does help if you write it down, I find. But to your point, I had a client a few years ago who he wrote down what he wanted in a year, and he literally didn't look at it. I was kind of mad at him because that was his homework assignment. He was supposed to be looking at this stuff for me, but he didn't. And a year later, he pulled it back out. Everything had happened. It's really cool. So there's something about just that mental focus and putting it out there too that makes a difference. So
yeah, I mean, you get yourself in that direction. You kind of know where you're going, and that way, when opportunities pop up that don't fit within that realm, I mean, it could be as simple as, do I go out and drink with these guys or go play golf with these people? I mean, you kind of steer yourself in that direction based on where you want to be, you know, 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of our time. Hallie Crawford of HallieCrawford.com. 5 great tips. I imagine that you'll be able to find these on your website.
Yes, of course, at HallieCrawford.com.
Career coach and counselor, thanks so much for helping us weather this job storm.
No problem. Glad to be here. I'll see you soon.